I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Thousands of people took to the streets today across Nigeria. They were protesting the end of a government subsidy on fuel. Since January 1st, gas prices in Nigeria have doubled. But most of the population lives on less than $2 a day, even in this oil-rich country. Some of the protests turned violent today, with police clashing with demonstrators in the northern city of Kano. The BBC's Tommy Oladipo says the city of Lagos saw some of the biggest demonstrations.
This is probably the largest protest in Lagos in a long time. Businesses around Lagos have shut down. The stock market has ground to a halt. Banks have been closed. Nigeria is not used to this kind of thing. Most Nigerians have been accused of being quite docile and complacent, even when they're not happy with things the government does. But today was quite a surprise, really.
And why is that the case, that this one issue has galvanized people in a way that most other issues don't?
I have spoken to a number of people at this protest, and most of them are saying it seems like the fuel subsidy issue is a spark because of all the compounding other issues that have been around, particularly of corruption. They see the government officials earning so much and spending lavishly. That really is the main issue that people have here.
Do Nigerians see the benefits of fuel exports, given the fact that Nigeria is Africa's largest oil producer?
Well, actually, you know, Nigeria is also one of the world's poorest countries, really, because corruption over the years has meant that all this oil money has not been used well, and a lot of infrastructure is not in place. There's very poor electricity supply, roads are terrible, healthcare is poor, education is poor, and even the oil refineries are not working, and that's why Nigeria has to export its oil, crude oil, and then import the refined product, which is where this whole complication comes in. So that's really the root of all of this.
So you're saying that Nigerians don't even reap the benefits of their country being such a large exporter?
For most people, the fuel subsidy, where they were able to buy fuel for cheap prices, most people saw that as the one benefit, the only benefit they got from being an oil-producing country. So the fact that this price of fuel has gone up, they now feel that they have nothing else to gain from the oil that the country has.
When we think of fuel costs going up here in the United States, the main thing that we think of is the cost of transportation, getting from here to there. There's a different knock-on effect, though, for the average Nigerian. Can you describe that for us?
Well, it's not just transportation that has gone up. It's also the price of food that has spiraled up as well, and landlords are now charging double for rent as well. So everything seems to have gone up, and the cost of living in Nigeria has pretty much gone up overnight.
And the food itself, why does the cost of fuel affect the cost of food?
Well, because a lot of the food has to be transported around the country, and that's why the open markets where people get food have become quite expensive now.
One more thing, Tommy. How's the government responded?
The government doesn't seem to want to budge at all. The government says it's going to get about $8 billion saved from the removal of the subsidy, and it says it plans to put that into infrastructural development. Over the next couple of days, we'll wait and see what happens, but for now, the government really is standing its ground.
All right, the BBC's Tommy Oladipo in Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you very much for the update.
You're welcome.